one dares to. Sincerely, Mademoiselle. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this has been a very fucked up week for me. As for the ones who follow me on Instagram, you may know the drama that I got myself into with a beautiful couple that... Oh my God, I never thought in a billion years that it's going to create that much controversy, to be honest. There's nothing to be controversial about when you talk about feminism. I love how whenever I talked about it and I did that video that I did about what the singer said, everyone was like, this is your opinion and please accept that other people have different opinions. No, this is not an opinion. Feminism is not an opinion. You can not like feminism and you can be, you can call yourself not a feminist. Fine. That's okay by me. That's not okay by me, actually, but I am able to comprehend and understand that, fine, all right, you don't want to be entitled to a certain kind of category, which is fine by me, but you cannot come and tell me that feminism is an opinion. It is so stupid because feminism is not a belief. Feminism is fact. Feminism is a fact. So, exactly. So, this is what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to be giving you a little bit of information about feminism, some fun facts about feminism, and maybe with hope that I might be able to educate some of the ones. But the thing is, I know that the people who don't like me won't be listening to this, so I'm hoping that the people who do like me will be oversharing it so that we'd be educating some people. So let's go. I found some pretty cool facts about feminism that I researched. And they're not many, the ones that I actually liked. And since I only have 15 minutes, I cannot include all of them. I cannot give you a complete history about feminism. I'm sorry, but you have to do that by yourself. But what I can give you is some things that are striking. And maybe you would then understand why I got so pissed off to what that woman said. And what that psychotic duo was talking about, they were talking out of their asses, man. I don't know what was their influence. Like, I was not insulting before and I was not aggressive before. I was just passionate about what I was saying. But then afterwards, their response and their quote unquote apology video that they posted was so fucking frustrating to me. Because the thing is, I, as a person that I have followers, I was blessed with a certain amount of followers, and it's nothing compared to their kind of followers. But even though, like, I feel like whenever I do something wrong, I can say and I can come up to you guys and be like, I'm sorry, I apologize, I fucked up. But to have that ego so fucking high, to think that you're above everyone, to think that you've hurt an amount of people, you've hurt a certain amount of people, you should at least be able to say, listen, guys, that's not what I meant, if it's not what you meant. And if it is what you meant, explain to us, why is it that you think that feminism is not something to be abide by? Explain to me. Maybe you would be able to convince me. Maybe I would be able to convince you. This is what communication is. But to be on a fucking video and constantly be joking about sexual harassment, to be joking about abuse, physical abuse, women who are being beaten every single second in that video, every time he'd put his hand around her, she'd be like, why are you beating me? What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you to joke about something like that? I didn't want to talk about it, to be honest. It was so petty to me. I couldn't finish that stupid video. And I'm not one to talk about a woman and say that she's stupid or like to insult someone, but it was so fucking frustrating to me. I felt personally attacked, to be honest, as a woman first, and then as second, as someone who just voiced out their anger, you know? I remember once, I talked about it before, but I remember once, not a long time ago, I was so insensitive. It was not about being insensitive more than it was not about being conscious about what I was doing, But I remember when the revolution started in Lebanon, and there was an artist that I really, really love and respect, who came up to me and he was like, I want to do a fashion show that represents the revolution, and it's going to be completely artsy, and I really am excited about it. And I got excited too, with the intention of me pitching in the revolution, putting part of my art, etc. And then everyone was so fucking angry at me, and I listened, and I canceled the fucking show. I listen whenever I'm hurting someone, whether it's intentional or not intentional. I listen to what the person is telling me. They get to choose whether or not I hurt them. It's not about me to say to them, listen, I didn't mean it that way, so you're not allowed to be hurt. No. No. This topic is going to be for our next podcast, because it's very important. Apologies and all that. I need to talk about this because I think it's something that hits me very close. And this is more important more than ever for us to understand how to apologize and what it means to have feelings. I know it sounds stupid right now, but it is very important to understand how human nature works. We are so taken by social media. We are so taken by movies and books and fairy tales and all of that. And the media by itself, like celebrities and stars and what we think is the reality, while it is not. When we're so disconnected from who we are, when we're so disconnected from what humanity is, what being human means, we then don't know how to process our emotions, and we don't know how to react anymore. We don't know how to feel. We don't know how to communicate. We don't know how to have a clear and honest and authentic conversation anymore with the other person. And this is why fights happen. This is why war happens, because we lack communication. In a world now that has every form of communication, we have missed it. We don't know. We missed the point of having WhatsApp. We missed the point of having Instagram. We missed every single point of having all these social platforms. And we're not using it right. We're misusing it. And I think this is the time for us to learn and understand what being a human means. And it is very important. But for today, what we're going to be talking about, I'm going to hit you with some facts. All right. So you can have maybe a little 1% background to what being a feminist is. All right. So one of the facts is globally, about 1 in 3 women will be beaten or raped in her lifetime. So every three women, you know, one of them is either raped or beaten. And these are facts. These are social studies. So when you go out and talk on a video in front of 2 million people and tell them, yes, of course, if my husband beats me and I go out and say my husband is beating me and I don't say why is he beating me, then I'm not talking about the full version of the story. Regardless, dude, whatever the fuck you did, even if you cheated on him, he does not have the right to lay one single finger on you. Not one single finger. What are you talking about? There has to be a reason for a man to beat you. Is there a way? Are you going to enlighten us with a way to beat a woman? Is that next? Is this like episode 2 of your show? How are we supposed to beat a woman? How low do you think of yourself? How low must you think about women to believe that there is a reason to lay a single hand on a woman? And it's not that women are more important than men. They're equal. Just like you wouldn't want a man to get beaten, you wouldn't want a woman to get beaten. How is it okay for a woman to be beaten and for a man not to? There has to be a reason. So if a man cheats on you, am I supposed to like, what, knife him? Am I supposed to shoot him because he beat me? I think there are simpler ways to deal with things than literally physically abuse someone. This is never the answer. I've been in these situations before. I'm not acting fucking all holy on everyone. I've been in these situations. I've laid hands on people. They've laid hands on me. I've been in situations where I was a toxic person. I've been in situations where they were toxic to me. I've been in every situation because this is what life is about. Sometimes you're the asshole. Sometimes you're the victim, and it happens. But you have to learn. There's a lesson to learn in every role you play in life. You are never the victim all the time. You are never the asshole all the time. There are roles you play in life because you have to learn to be the other person. This is what life is about. This is what energy teaches you. This is what God, the purpose of God is to put you in different roles so you learn to understand to put yourself in other people's shoes. Now, if you don't understand that, then the lesson is going to pass you by without you learning anything. And then you're going to go on a fucking show on YouTube with 2 million followers watching you, talking crap out of your ass. Sometimes you go into life being the assholes. And that's okay. As long as you understand how bad you were. As long as you understand why you did what you did and what happened for you to be the asshole. Then you can learn to change that. Then you can learn to learn from your mistake that this is not acceptable. I know, I'm sorry. You learn to apologize. There's a process to doing things. You cannot just do things just because you do them. Just because you're a man does not mean automatically you're a son of a bitch. And just because you're a woman does not mean you're an angel. No, we're humans. Sex is not important. The gender is not important. It is never important. What is important is who you are as a person. Who are you? Whenever I want to talk to you, I want to know who you are. And this is why for a person like me, it does not matter who I date, whether it's a woman or a guy, because it does not matter to me. What you look like does not matter to me. What matters to me is what kind of input are you going to have into my life? If you're going to sit next to me and we're going to have a YouTube show and you're going to be talking out of your ass, don't be next to me. That's not the kind of partnership I want. Every second in that video, I'm sorry, I keep on talking about it, although I keep on saying I don't want to. It's so frustrating to me to see him telling her, this is why I married you. Is this how low you think of yourself as a man, that you need a woman that is so submissive so you could feel more manly? You need a woman who thinks that it is okay to be beaten so you feel the masculinity inside of you. To be tangible, to be valid. You need someone to be, you need to be above someone to feel like you're powerful. Is this what power means to you? You don't think that equality is power as well? You need to feel like she needs to shut up. The majority of the time in that video, he shuts her up to speak. The majority of the time, you have to listen, I'm not being picky, I'm not being an asshole, I'm not being so fucking annoying right now, but these things matter. Whenever a man shuts you up to speak, this is something that's very important. I'm sorry, for me, it's important. Whenever I'm in a meeting and I'm with someone who shuts me up to speak, no, don't do that, because you wouldn't be okay if I did that to you, and you wouldn't do that to another man. These things matter. All right, these things matter. It goes from a small way to a big way, because it's just like a drug addict, all right? It's the same thing. If someone starts smoking weed regularly, from the second they open their eyes till the second they fall asleep, they start smoking weed, and then it becomes every day, and then it becomes every minute, every second, and then they cannot live without it. Do you wait until he upgrades to cocaine for you to stop it? No, you start by the little things, like, hey, listen, I'm noticing you're smoking way too much. You're doing things do things in moderation. Don't do things the way you're doing it right now because you're going through shit. No, you have to stop the oppression before it spreads. You cannot sit there and stay silent about the little details you notice just because it's not big for you. We cannot wait for women to be beaten for us to start speaking about it. We have to stop things where it needs to be stopped before things get massive. All right, so this is my first fact. The second one, okay, according to the UN, 99.3% of women and girls in Egypt have been subjected to sexual harassment. So let's talk about that. 99.3% of women. Can you imagine that fucking number? Are you going to tell me this is not rape? Are you going to tell me that sexual harassment and rape is not the same thing? Are you one of these people who think that sexual harassment is just, it's fine. Every girl goes through it, so it's fine. Nothing is fine. When you make me feel like I'm an object, when you make me feel like I'm worthless, when you make me feel like I'm nothing in this society but a sexual object to you, this is not okay. This is as bad as rape. This is a crime. To me, this is a crime. To every woman is a crime. The problem is men don't think of it as a crime because to them it's like, is it rape? Was there intercourse? That's the first thing they ask me whenever I talk about my rape story. Whenever someone asks me about my rape story, they're like, no, did he actually get inside? Is this important to you? I was traumatized for the rest of my life. I couldn't touch a single man after that. It took me a long ass time for me to be okay with my body after that. What matters to you is whether or not he was inside of me. How is that relevant? That to you would be important. Would you then empathize with me? Empathize. Would you, if I told you like it was full rape and yeah, and then yes, there's this full rape and half rape and it's not rape, it's sexual harassment. No, it's not. It's just like, you know, no. Rape is rape in all its forms. Does it validate more? Like, should I wish for it to have intercourse for you to empathize with me? Is this supposed to be a thing? Like, am I supposed to be like, كريت صار هيك, man? وإلا كنت العالم, كنت كل العالم وقفت حدي وفهمتني. Is it supposed to be that bad? Am I supposed to be dead for you guys to be there next to me? Rape is rape. Trauma is trauma. Let people talk about their trauma. Stop not trusting people. Stop not trusting girls. Do you think it really happened? Bitch, if she said it happened, it happened. If she said it happened, it happened. Why would anyone lie about something like this? What kind of sick asshole would lie about being raped or sexually harassed or whatever the fuck you want to call it? Why would anyone? How is this something that's positive for anyone to go through in their life? Attention? Someone would want attention from something this morbid? It took me almost 6 to 7 years until today. I'm still traumatized by what happened to me when I was 18. Do you think this is something that's cool? Sometimes I don't sleep at night. Sometimes if I'm with someone that I love, I can't do anything. I can't kiss because I start crying and I remember it. What are you talking about? You take your time wondering whether or not you should believe a girl if it happened to her. But you don't question a guy if he comes to you and be like, I got raped. You don't question it because a guy would never lie. Let's see percentages here. Personal percentage. How many guys have lied to you? Dear women, I'm asking that for all of you. How many men have lied to you? Versus, dear men, how many women have lied to you? But what are you talking about? Women would lie about being sexually harassed or raped. What good would come out of that? Attention? Affection? If she needs affection and attention, then that's another problem. It does not mean you get to question what she's saying to you. Every kind of harassment or abuse is an abuse. You need to be there on the same amount. You don't get to choose what kind of pain the other person is feeling. I'm sorry to tell you that. You don't get to decide whether or not how it is important or not important. If you love a person, you have to stand next to them, whatever happens to them. But seeing a 99.3% sexual harassment rate in Egypt, my other country, I'm half Egyptian, seeing a 99.3% and still seeing women going up on a video YouTube thing and say, I don't believe in feminism. How? How am I not supposed to go crazy? The only thing protecting these women is feminism. That's the only thing protecting these women. Had it not been for feminism, you wouldn't have a voice on YouTube. You wouldn't fucking have a voice on a podcast. You wouldn't be able to be singing or doing whatever the fuck you feel like doing. Has it not been for feminism? Had it not been for feminism, you wouldn't be able to have an opinion or cut your hair the way you're cutting your hair or having those lip fillers done. Had it not been for feminism, you wouldn't be able to be saying, I don't care about feminism. Because opinion were not okay back then. Women did not have opinion. They weren't allowed to. Or be seen on TV. Or advertisement. To be on fucking Fenty Beauty, man. What the fuck are you talking about? Are you serious? Is this, am I the only one enraged by this? Next. Over 130 million women in the world have undergone female genital mutilation. Sorry, I don't know how to say that word. This is when girls have either part or all of the clitoris and inner or outer labia cut off without anesthesia. Often, they have a part of their vagina sewn in as well. هل قد في عقد بالعالم? That's how much men have power. Whenever you come and you say, and look at Rihanna, look at Beyonce, do you think it was easier for them than it was for, let's say, Jay-Z, Kanye, or whatever? Whenever you want to talk about icons, do you think it was easy for them? I'm telling you, 130 million women around the world, globally, have their vaginas sewed in or their clitoris chopped off so that they don't have something called sexual desire. Whether be it because of religion, be it because of culture, this is how women are oppressed around the world. And you're going to come and tell me that feminism is not important? That feminism do not have the right to be angry? We're talking about 130 million here. This is not okay? Is this not something to believe in, quote unquote? Anger? Of course I'm going to be angry. I'm not going to give a flying fuck about a celebrity who has 2 million followers and disregard 130 million people who are in need of anyone who could voice them out. I don't give a flying fuck if whoever the fuck you are. If you are Queen Elizabeth, I don't give a fuck about you. Which, by the way, Queen Elizabeth was one of the first pioneers for feminism because everyone was against her being queen. They wanted a king. She was the first queen to be there. So when you see all of this and you give a shit more about someone who has followers more than the billions of women who are in need of feminism and someone to be vocal for them, but you give a fuck about someone who, you're bullying her just because she's out there, just because you can see her, just because she has followers, just because she's a persona, it means she's more important. So you think influencers are more important than normal people? So you think there's normal and not normal? So you think there are icons and there are peasants? What the fuck is this? So you think just because I have more followers, that means I'm more important than just anyone else? How is that not distorted? How is this not distortion? How is this not sick? You have to wake up and understand that every single person matters equally. It's not because you have more followers that means you are more important than the rest of the population. You have more followers because this is what you want. A doctor does not have a following base, but they save lives every day. Are they not important? Are doctors not more important than, let's say, celebrities? Do they not have impact? Whenever a doctor saves your life, is he not making a more important impact than someone who just did a movie? Every single person have their role in their life, but that does not mean that they're more important just because they have an audience. You don't need an audience to make an impact in life. You don't. This girl who has 2 million followers and I'm talking about, I can't even say her name, I'm so angry. This girl wouldn't be alive if she didn't have a doctor. So let's say, I really hope that she's going to listen to this, or at least someone sends her a part of what I'm saying, because had it not been for feminism, we wouldn't be having female doctors. Our girls and our women would not be able to do whatever the fuck they feel like doing. Every woman who tells me, feminism is not me. No, feminism is you. Whenever you talk about equality, whenever you talk about equal pay, whenever you say that it is not okay for a woman to be sexually harassed, beaten, or raped, you are talking about feminism. I love how there's this misconception about feminism that every feminist has hair under her armpit and she's angry all the time and she's butch all the time. I don't get it. You can be whoever the fuck you want. You can be a dyke. You can be a butch. You can be a tomboy. You can be feminine. But that has nothing to do with being a feminist. If you don't feel like being a butch, don't be a butch. But be a feminist. I don't care who the fuck you are. If you don't feel like being feminine, you feel like being a butch, but you want to be a feminist, please do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. All right. And this is my last fact for you guys. Approximately 1.2 million children worldwide are victims of human trafficking, and over 80% of them are girls. Please come now and tell me that it is okay for 80% of human trafficking around the world, they're women. So come and tell me this is okay. Come and tell me it's because she wore a short skirt. Come and tell me that this little girl asked for it because she wore a dress. Come and ask me that it's her fault. Come and say that to me. Come and say that to my face and let me punch you. Come and say that this little girl, her first job in the world is to be a fucking mother. If that was true, then it's okay for whenever I have my period to be a mom. So how is it, according to some people, how is it a woman's first priority to be a mom, but it is not okay for her to have children whenever she has her period? If this is her first priority, that means whenever she's ready, she's supposed to be a mom. So are you fucking telling me that a 9-year-old mom is something you abide by? Is something you're okay with? Or you're creating your own rules. إنه إيه المرأة هي شغلتها الأولية تكون أم بس مش على عمر التسعة أول ما تجيها أو 10 أو 12 أو whatever. لا لازم تكبر وتتعلم. طب إذا بدها تكبر وتتعلم كيف بدك إياها تكبر وتتعلم وتعرف قصص بالحياة إذا she's not equal to men؟ كيف مفروض المرأة إذا هي شغلتها بس تجيب أولادها على الحياة كيف مفروض تروح وتعيش بالحياة؟ يعني تظهر مع كذا رجال to experience life, to go on adventures, to work وتفهم أنه أنا إذا هالقد اشتغلت هالقد حطلع مصاري قد ما رفيقي الصبا اللي وقتها يشتغل هالقد حيطلع هالقد مصاري. كيف بتكون المرأة to grow and to flourish وما بتكون إياها وبتكون إياها أنه أول شيء تعمله هو تجيب أولاد؟ ما عم بفهم. If that's our first priority in life, how are we supposed to live? How are we supposed to go and experience our lives? 80% of human trafficking, child trafficking is girls, all right? And had it not been for feminism, we wouldn't be able to fight for it. Who is going to fight for it? Who? Give me who? Who is going to fight for these little girls? Their mothers? Obviously, it's not working. Men? They're the one buying and selling. Who? Give me who? Guys, whenever you want to talk about something, don't let media affect you when it comes to portraying things. All right? Feminism is not a cult. We don't ask of you to give us your blood. Feminism is you fighting. Fighting for the good cause, for good reason. Feminism means you're fighting for women around the world who cannot speak because they're stuck somehow, some way. This is what feminism is. And you have the power to speak. You have the power to do something. You have the power to change the world. It's not because I have followers that means I can change the world and you can't. You have the power. I can speak من هلا لبكرة. إذا ما في حدا سمعني ما إلا معنى. It's you. You are my weapon. And you can have that weapon as well. Speak up. Whenever you see unfairness in the world, speak up. Just speak up. Don't give a shit about what people are going to think about you. Do the right thing regardless. Regardless. Always do the right thing. I don't care if I have one follower. I don't give a crap. It's not going to change me. I was like this way before I had followers. And I'm going to be like this way after if I have followers or not. Or if I choose to decide to remove my Instagram. I don't care. I'm going to keep on doing the same thing I'm doing now. I'm going to keep on thinking the same way I'm thinking now. Do that. Media makes you believe whatever they want you to believe. Don't do that. Believe what you think is right. If you don't believe in human trafficking, if you don't believe in child trafficking, if you don't believe in rape, sexual harassment, if you think that these things should end, then you should call yourself a feminist, because I'm more than fucking proud to call myself one. The problem is, the only problem I have with the word feminist is that if a man defends manhood, they're not called menaced. We also have a title. We're also a belief. We're also a topic for controversial topics. We're a topic, as if it's an opinion to be a feminist. But you don't hear men saying, yes, it's your opinion, thinking, you know, men have rights. Do you see how stupid that sounds? Why is it not stupid whenever you say that to women? The only problem I have with the word feminism is the fact that we have another title stuck to our forehead. Yes, she defends rights for women. That means she's a feminist and she's an angry feminist. Fuck you. Fuck you for saying that we're angry. Fuck you. And that's the first fuck you I'll ever say to a girl. I can't believe I spent my entire life going through so many forms of abuse simply because I'm a woman. And then at the end of it, I hear a woman my age or older maybe saying, you're an angry feminist. As if everything I feel is not valid, as if everything I feel does not make sense, and I'm playing the victim. I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say. This pissed me off, and I hope that from now on, every girl who follows me, or every girl who knows me, or every girl even remotely watched the video I spoke about, changed a little bit inside of her and became tougher and more adamant into raising their voice. That's the only thing I'm going to be talking about today. I love you guys so much. Be kind to one another and be happy. Be happy because we are doing the right thing. We are. It's just going to take more time because women are the ones standing in our way. But that's fine. That is completely fine. I love you guys so much. Don't fucking judge. Peace, guys. Bye. Women are the ones standing in our way, but that's fine. That is completely fine. I love you guys so much. Don't fucking judge. Peace, guys. Bye.